One great Buzurg told his sister, I see that you always, that before Azan, you are ready and you are ready for Namaz, before Azan. She said, I go to Allah before Allah calls me. Allah give us also tawfiq, that we are eager, that وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لَتَرْضَى. I rush to you, Allah, to please you. And I don't wait for you to call me. Before you call me, I'm by you already. How fortunate if we can come to the masjid also. Ulama have written that those who come to the masjid before Adhan, they are referred to as وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Those who were in the first saf, in the lines of doing good, they are right in the first saf. And those who come between Adhan and before Namaz starts, they are muqtasid. They are the balanced people. They have done, they got their fair share. And those who come after the Imam is started, then they are zalimul li nafsihi. They are those who have done great wrong to themselves. And Allah give us tawfiq never to miss our jamaat. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was so particular of his namaz, towards the end of his life, he had become very ill. He was bedridden, but went for namaz time, and he should call two people to carry him on the side and walk. And he said, this was the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They should take him, and they should put him on an imam's musalla. He couldn't walk. But as soon as he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah gave him strength. And the whole namaz he made it. Same was with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakaria Sahib also, was paralyzed. But namaz time, then if whole namaz, no support, nothing. And Maulana Ilyas on the imam, making imamat like that. As soon as he makes salam, he falls down. All the strength is gone. Afterwards he became more ill, then he couldn't manage that. They put him in the place directly behind the imam. After that, he became more ill, but he still carried on with jamaat namaz. He should just sit and make namaz. Then he became more ill. He couldn't manage that also. Then they put him right on the side, right at the end. And he used to sit. Became more ill. He should lie down, but with jamaat, he should make namaz. Allah give us tawfiq. And when he used to travel also, and in the train, always, trains overcrowded. Now to get place to make namaz, if the train is overcrowded, just to get a place is a big job, is a big thing, big deal. But he should make not any namaz without jamaat. Jamaat and adhan, takbir and jamaat. And he said, the people say that as soon as the adhan was given, then the other people should make place for them. You people are making namaz now. Even Ramzan Taraweeh, he says, if I can't manage the train while traveling on the train, at least two rakats. But my Taraweeh, some part of it, I have to make it. On one occasion, Maulan Ali Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that once we came to the Markaz, Maulan Ilyas asked us, how was your travels there? So, your namazes you people made. So, Maulan Ali Mia said, I made mine, but this friend of mine, it was too crowded, too difficult, go to the, to reach till the toilet where to make wuzu in the bathroom is a job, to come back. So, Maulana was very sad, how could you not make your namaz? And if you did not make it with jamaat, and you didn't give adhan, Maulana used to be very sad, Allah give us tawfiq, that our namazes, we realize the value of namaz. And this is for that person who has tasted what namaz is, and who has tasted what jamaat namaz is. He can't stay without it. But we haven't tasted, unfortunately. Let us make effort in that direction. Allah Ta'ala is not such that anulzimukumuha wa antum laha karihun. Must we force down the love of Allah in your throat and you don't like it? We don't force it down. And those who try, then Allah does not deprive them also. Those who make an effort and sincerely, they yuriduna wajha. That is the important thing. As we have come here also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, if we have come here to increase our knowledge, then our niyat is increasing. Now we won't find Allah Ta'ala. If our niyat is just to go out for the outing, then the person who makes his niyat the pleasure of Allah, Allah doesn't deprive that person. Allah will guide that person. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.